Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., all rights reserved.
We're back. It's 12 after the hour. I'm Jim Blasingame, the Small Business Advocate. Thank you very much for hanging around with me as we continue this hour. And Liz Franklin is with us, ladies and gentlemen. Liz Franklin is the author of How to Get Organized Without Resorting to Arson. I like the way she said that. And she started her first business at the ripe young age of 15. And 10 years later, she's here to talk to us about how to get organized. Liz Franklin, welcome back to the show.
Thanks, Jim. It's great to be back.
Yeah, it's amazing.
A lot of mileage.
It's amazing how you what you've accomplished in 25 years, isn't it?
Oh, it's astounding, and I don't look it.
I know. I can tell. How to get organized without resorting to arson. Now, what's going on in your life right now? What have you guys been up to lately?
Oh, we have just reorganized my own office, and I thought I would bring
you. Whoa, wait a minute. If you're the organizing expert, why wasn't your office already organized?
Well, perfect question as usual, Jim.
Huh?
The office needs to get reorganized when we expand.
Ah.
So when I work with people on organizing, I tell them they never have to do it again once they learn, unless they open a new business or they move. Well, we added on a new arm to the business, and we've expanded. We've taken over yet another room. And you know how that paper will grow like Topsy.
Oh, yeah, it sure does.
Right, so we reorganized and consolidated to make room for the new business because the paper's coming.
So what did you have to do? Because see, your story is legion. You know that, don't you, across America?
Oh, yes, absolutely.
Small business owners, not even America, across the world. The story you just told is legion. It happens to people all the time. It's happened to me many times.
Right, and one of the things we teach people is when you need to get reorganized, like expansion, and when it's just something you need to learn. I could solve most people's problems inside of 2 hours, for example, with, say, the right software, with moving the furniture. These are the kinds of things that sometimes you can just drop in one piece of knowledge and the whole thing becomes clear, and that's our specialty. And most of our clients end up making more money, too.
Mm-hmm.
So one of the things that we did was to use, well, you know we use FileMaker software here. Well, that is kind of our central, I want to call it central headquarters. That's the core of our system. So that whether we're moving computers from one room to another, expanding, adding on computers, we have the core data that we need in place. And listeners can go to FileMaker.com and download the demo, and it's just absolutely beautiful.
What is it you like about that product?
Well, first of all, you can make it look any way you want. And now,
is it going to help me get my desktop more organized?
I am. Now, tell me what's the most stuff on your desk.
Three things you don't want to see. You don't want to see laws made or sausages made or my desktop.
Now, what's the most stuff
on your desk? I'm not talking about, okay, I got two desktops. You know that, right? I've got the desktop on my desk, and then I've got the desktop on my computer.
Right. Now that's
so is FileMaker going to help me with my computer desktop or just my desktop?
Well, both. When you use FileMaker, it really helps you with both because, let's say, what have you got on your desk? And one of the things we always ask when we start organizing someone's office is what do they have a lot of? They have a lot of CDs, a lot of paper. Maybe they have a lot of videos.
You're looking at my desk, aren't you?
A lot of everything, Jim.
Newspapers.
Newspapers, okay.
Yeah, that I've read, some I'm reading.
Right. Okay.
New projects.
Yes.
Lots and lots of sticky notes.
Right. So
lots of phone numbers.
Lots of phone numbers. So there you go.
Calendars.
Uh huh. Now many people think organizing.
Oh, wait! Pictures of my grandchildren. Don't forget.
Still going. Okay.
You can't have those though.
Yes. Well, it sounds like for you, what would be good is a core system on the desktop, keeping tracks of all those names and addresses you mentioned.
Mm-hmm.
And this database we're talking about. And then also, you will want some bookcases and put some bins in there. And I use sweater bins or shoebox types. I use clear plastic so I can see into them.
Mm-hmm.
I put my projects in there. And I know, Jim, you have a lot of projects. You have speeches coming up.
Lots of stuff.
Yeah, you have all kinds of things. So if you think about projects going into bins, all of a sudden it clears your desk.
Like my socks. We got my socks organized by putting them in bins.
Very important.
You would be proud of us. You would be proud of our sock organization, by the way.
that is quartz.
I mean, I was in a maddening situation with my socks. I couldn't, you know, I couldn't tell the brown from the blue, and you know, without enough, it was just, it was a mess. And so now, we have them in little bins, and with the names, as long as I can read, I can find the right color socks.
Right, and I know you recently spoke for the Sock Business Administration.
Yes.
Socks and your speech is separate.
Hey, Liz, I do the jokes here.
Oh. And good ones they are.
Yeah, there you go. But you know, I've got all that. See, I've got my names and addresses in a computer file. I've got them in a book. But I still have, you know, remember the little routine George Carlin used to do about your stuff?
Yes.
Did you ever see him do that routine? He said, you know, you have your stuff at home, and then you go on a trip, and you put your stuff into a smaller box, and you take that with you on the trip, and then you get to the hotel, and you take more of your stuff out of there. Now you got less stuff, and you go out into the beach or whatever. That's the way it is around here.
You're the king of stuff, are you?
I am the king of stuff.
So here's a tip that our listeners will love. When you have stuff to do and stuff on your desk, let's say you haven't gotten to it, one of my favorite time-saving tips is to break it into two steps. First, you separate your stuff, and here's a bin of stuff, say names and addresses to input. Here's a bin of ideas for your next speech. Here's a bin of reading. And once you have those up into bins and off your desk, that doesn't mean they're done. So a lot of organizing material we used to listen to said, finish it while it's in your hands. My response is, there's no way when you run a business that you can finish everything as it comes through your hands. What you got to do is separate it out by what you have to do, and then come back for a second sweep and actually do it.
I have actually thought about those are great ideas, and that's what I need to do. I need to get into bins. But another thing I've thought about was just selling my desk.
Do you know you're onto something there?
No, I'm serious. I'm only somewhat have my tongue in my cheek. I thought, you know, what if I didn't have this desk?
Uh-huh.
What would I do with the stuff? I wouldn't be lay it on the floor, would I? I might, but I shouldn't.
Early, there's nothing wrong with that. But where are you going? You got to sell your desk and sit in yoga fashion on the floor?
I guess so. But it just seems, sometimes my desk seems like my enemy.
Ah, well, one of the tricks I have for you there is, now this is a weird one because I know you have two desks, but get a third desk between them so you make a U-shape.
And think about, I kind of have that already.
A lot of people tell me they kind of have that, but they don't really have that. Now, if you stand up and wave your arms around in a circle, just spin in a circle like a big...
Yeah, I can do that.
Mm-hmm. Yeah? Everybody do this now, okay? Spin in a big circle with your arms out. You're going to see that your arms make a circle, obviously. And if you think about sitting at a desk and moving paper around you in a circle, all of a sudden you start to think about a paper process. It comes in at point one, and then you sort it at point two. Now you're going around you in a circle. It doesn't matter which way you...
Hold on to that thought, Liz. We got to take a break. When we come back, I'm going to get... And while we're gone, by the way, folks, I'm going to get Liz to tell me where I can buy flash paper. It's 20 after. I'm Jim Blassingame. Liz Franklin is our guest. How to Get Organized Without Resorting to Arson. That's her book. Stay with us. We're back. It's 23 after the hour. I'm Jim Blassingame, the Small Business Advocate, and we're visiting with our good friend Liz Franklin, the organizing expert. She's the author of How to Get Organized Without Resorting to Arson. Liz, give us your website, please.
It is MizLizOnBiz.com. That's MizLizOnBiz. And I've got some free organizing tips for listeners if they want to click on free tips.
We appreciate that. And by the way, folks, while we were gone, Liz gave me the name of her bookie where I can call an order. I can call an order order some flash paper. Okay, Liz, what is the biggest thing that you see small business owners doing? The biggest mistake that they make when they're unorganized?
Well, they buy into all the myths. They think they have to do everything all at once. And one of my favorite sayings is, well, you do have to do everything. You just don't have to do it all today. So there's a question of time and rushing and fear and how am I going to... And then it turns in on them. How am I going to get all this done? How am I going to get all this done? Well, take it in two steps. Like we said, sort everything out and do it later. And one of the tricks we use with that process, because it has several steps, is that we get some stickies, and I like the bigger stickies because I'm, as you know, only 25 years old, but my eyesight's going. I've been doing this 30 years, Jim, and I don't think I can see or hear anymore. So I get the bigger stickies, and I write a direction to myself on there. I might say input, or I might say call or fax, mm-hmm. and then I put a date under that. And once everything on my desk has a sticker on it telling me what to do, I feel like I'm in control. So if we trust ourselves to know what has to be done on a given project, then we can sticker it, and then we can do what I call latering. Sticker it, later it, do it later. Really works for me.
We're thinking of one of the things that I need to get help, that I need a little help getting organized with, is my phone calling.
Okay.
And the notes that come into me and the replying to those phone calls. You know, if I'm on a call or out of the office or whatever, for whatever reason I don't get to take the call, either I'm calling out or I'm returning calls. And of course, you know, you get into the voicemail tag situation.
Oh yes.
Right. But I've got all these papers in front of me with all these little notes and everything. Is there anything I can do about those?
Oh yes. And in fact, we just added on. We were talking earlier about FileMaker. Now, do you use FileMaker yourself?
No, I don't use FileMaker. I think we use ACT.
Check it out. I love it because in addition to everything else it does, it's like the Swiss Army knife of software. It allows you to insert comments. And
that's what I was. Yeah.
Completely flexible. So what we did recently was we had this whole new project going on where we have to call people regularly, update the records, and the paper was getting crazy. So I simply created a new box, entered these people as a new category, and now I can go in every morning and say, who am I supposed to call? Because I entered the word call and this date, and it brings up all the calls.
And it'll give me a report.
Exactly.
See, we're getting ready to change our phone system over to a more automated phone system and to put all of our contact information into a server type of situation instead of a peer-to-peer relationship. And it sounds like that might be a good acquisition for us.
Not only that, but you can then take any of those names and addresses you put in with the dates, and then you can create a report, you can create mail merge, you can create invoices.
Mm-hmm.
Or your e-blast that you do. You can e-blast right from there.
Hmm.
Everybody needs to go to FileMaker.com and download the demo in the small business
section. That sounds like a piece of the puzzle of a project we're working on that might be good. What if I just got a bigger garbage can? What do you think?
I think, well, you're going to fill it up. But here's something you're absolutely going to love. When I started this business in 1979, people didn't know what organizing was, and I barely knew what it was. I just knew I was good at it. So they would say, well, what have you done lately? Well, I didn't feel any sense of accomplishment, and that's another problem for small business owners. How do you get that feedback when you sometimes work alone? So I had taken a course where I learned how to put my to-dos on index cards instead of lists.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, what a blessing. Now I can throw them away. I can save them.
So your big paper is index cards.
Well, before 25, 30 years ago it was.
Yeah.
And so we would take these index cards, write what to do, and then we wouldn't have to keep rewriting the list. But then one day I said, well, wait a minute, I don't feel a sense of accomplishment. So I started saving what I called my to-dids. You got your to-dos and you got your to-dids. That's when they're done. I saved them in one big garbage can, and then I would put them in a big sack and stick them in the closet. And the to-dids, the sense of accomplishment, got bigger and bigger and bigger until I finally felt like, yeah, I do know what I'm doing here, and I was able to throw them out.
And you were able to throw that fire hazard out then after
that's
that.
It. So save one bag for just garbage and one for look at my accomplishments, because you don't really care what they are. You just feel the bulk of it.
Well, that makes a lot of sense. But you don't use cards now.
I don't need to because I've got the software.
Because you have FileMaker.
Right.
You really believe in that, don't you?
Oh, I've been swearing by this for.
I mean, you think that's a good product, don't you? I mean, you think
literally
that's the key to your success, don't you? Probably.
Exactly. I could not.
And by the way, they're not paying me anything to say that. I don't know if they're paying Liz anything to say it, but there are other programs. I mean, if you already got a program like ACT on your computer or whatever, there are other programs that maybe they're not as sophisticated as FileMaker. But the point is, and that's the beauty of technology, the beauty of getting automated. Automation, getting automated and getting the technology there, that's one of the keys to getting organized, isn't it? It's not just about getting paper off your desk, is it?
That's correct. And it's about using the right technology at the right time for the right project. So when I needed to build, well, when I wrote this book, and I'm the publisher too, talk about a lot of work.
Yeah, there you go.
I was able to use the software to straighten out my invoices and billings. I was able to create an invoice, and it doesn't have difficult or sophisticated.
Liz, give us your website again, please.
Sure. It's MsLizOnBiz.com, and there's organizing tips there for our listeners. Just go
How to
Ms.
Get Organized Without Resorting to Arson at that website and wherever books are sold. Thanks, Liz, for being here. I feel much better now.
Thank you.
We'll see you next time. Liz Franklin, ladies and gentlemen. Quick break. 29 after. I'm Jim Blassingham. I'll be right back with Giovanni Cortolo.
I spent a lot of money and I spent a lot of time.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blassingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.